Okay.
Two,
good morning, everybody. A lot of hashgacha protests this week, as always. So, Purim cutting. I said, what should I do? Should I prepare the parsha share or should I learn about Purim? So I took out the Shvilei Pinchas to learn about Purim. But as hashgacha protests is, of course, as you're learning a gewaldic shtickle on Purim, smuggled within the Shvilei Pinchas is an amazing thought on Kisisa. So Hashem runs the world. Obviously, this is the shtickle Hashem wanted me to share this week. You know that this week, Klal Yisrael sins, and, you know, after the Chet Egel, Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu engage a dialogue, and Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vahasirosi is kapi, right? Not Moshe Rabbeinu, which responded, Vahasirosi is kapi, I'll remove my mask. Vira'isa es achorai. You could see my back, upanai lo yera'u. But you're not going to be able to see my front. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, listen, you can be able to see my back, whatever that is. Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Brachos, famously says, his tefillin, but you can't see my front. The Gemara in Brachos darshins very, very famously again, that this is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to understand why do good things happen to bad people. He couldn't understand it. He couldn't fathom it. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu's response is, that's right. There are certain things in this particular Welt, in this particular world, we're never going to understand. But there's a very simple Vart that Reb Tzaddok quotes in the name of the Ishbitz, and the Chassam Sofer, they say it, how to teach this Pasuk, how to learn this Pasuk. And basically, it's a quote from Unkelus, and I think it's a very profound thought, something I wanted to share. Unkelus says, Vasirosi es kapi, what does he say? He says, Adi yos divras yikari. And then it says, in order to quote, Viraisi es achore upane lo yaro. What does that mean? Visechaze yas dibasrai. You're going to be able to see what's behind you. Vikedekademoi lo yischazun. But in the beginning, you won't be able to understand it. Meaning, what does he say? That sometimes in life, things happen, and you're like so confused as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows something to happen. You can't understand it. And we grapple with it. But when the whole story unfolds and unravels, and you look from the end back to the beginning, and you see each and everything that has happened along the story, all of a sudden you say, that makes sense. There was the Yad Hashem the entire time. Says the Chassam Sofer, V'ra'isi es achorai upane lo yaro, yesh lomar al pi remez. One can understand this through an illusion. Hine anu ro'en kama dvorim sibos mesibos shonos hana'asim be'eretz mitachas. There are many things that happen we understand. And but asher anu matmim, lama asei Hashem yizbarach kacha. We ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing? But after a lot of time, we understand retroactively hakol. We understand the intent of what it was. And he gives the example of the story of Purim. Could you imagine the Jews are sittering? The Jews are sittering. What happens? There's a party. Whatever happens at the party stays at the party. And all of a sudden, there's a decree that comes out. Jews who are God-fearing people, they're members of society, they haven't bothered anybody, they're in the middle of Paris, they're enjoying the party over there, whatever they're doing in Shushan. And all of a sudden a decree comes out, let's go kill the Jews. What? And they start, you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't understand how such a thing could have happened. And in the beginning of the story, it's very difficult to comprehend. Ella, what happens? At the end of the story, when Haman is put on the gallows, I didn't chap. That party where the decree happened, what else happened at that party? The Haman guy, the guy who wanted to kill us, he gave counsel to Ahasuerus that at that same party, who should be killed? Vashti. And what happened because Vashti was there? Esther. And all of the pieces that were happening along the way, we never chopped why it was happening. You think Esther sitting there in the palace. She's like, "What in the world am I doing in this palace for 3 years before this decree?" She had no idea. Can you imagine if you don't have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in the beginning of time, it's very, very difficult to understand. As you're like, whoa, you're scratching your head and you say, Uraisi, I can't see it. I can't understand what's going on. But in the end of the day, when the whole thing comes to a thrilling conclusion, then you look back retroactively and then, oh, I can understand. This is why the Mishnah in Megillah tells us, HaKorah L'Mafreya Lo Yotze. One who reads the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotze Zah. Because the way it's supposed to be, you're supposed to see the hand of Hashem. They always see a hand of Hashem as if you see the history play out. Otherwise, it just looks like a lot of random coincidences. Or like just somebody else is controlling the show. When you read it forwards, you can see it. But read it backwards, there's no point of Megillah. The point of the Megillah is that's revealing Hashem and the whole thing. Budding. The Chassam Sofer says something very similar. What does the Chassam Sofer say? A Meridic thing. You know what you're supposed to do at the end of your life? Mirtz Hashem, we should all be laying in our beds. You know, like they say, there was, I think in one of these, you know, in all these movies, they say, at the end of your life, you should have no regrets, right? But at the end of your life, it's like, you know, you shouldn't have any regrets. You know what you're supposed to do at the end of your life? Says the Chassam Sofer in the following. Shemitzvah al kol adam livchon ba'achris yomav. A person at the end of his life should do a bechina, should do a cheshbin, should do a thought. Kol asher os Hashem imam ereshis michosel ad achariso. A person should think, in their entire life, what were the Yad Hashem in their lives? Umachmas chavivus dvarav natik milashin kacha. And then the Shvilei Pinchas writes, because of the beauty of his language, I'm going to write it in his words. Meaning you're supposed to stop, think, reflect, and put, and so whatever. You're supposed to stop, think, pause, reflect about all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu do, and then you come to love him. When he writes, everybody can see Kriyas Yamsiv's mamish nicker to everybody. Everybody can see that. What can't you see very often? But like he brings the Megillah. But there the hidden miracles in our lives that we don't necessarily recognize. And he quotes the whole story of Vashti, like we quoted before. Ad lebesov shekinasa anes haniflahu amevin yovin. At the end of the story of the Megillah, at the end of our own lives, then you realize that the killing of Vashti, when you go back to the beginning of the story, at the end, holy cow, that was just as big as Kriyas Yamsuf. But you don't recognize it at the time. Then he quotes a pasuk. It says in pasuk, La'osa niflo'os gidolos levado. We say this in Tefillah Yitzchak every day. La'osa niflo'os gidolos levado. We do, Hashem does great things for us, Levado, alone. What does that mean that Hashem does levado? What does it mean Hashem is doing it levado, by himself? So it seems like this. Because that when a person does great things for us, very often, we're with him, yeah. But does anybody see it? This morning you woke up, did you say, oh, you know, Hashem was with me? That was a big miracle. Do you recognize it? Nevertheless, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, mitzvahs al kol adam ba'achris yomav. It is a commandment at the end of your day, livchon kol asher aseh Hashem imo mereishis michaso ad achriso. To look at your whole life and translate it backwards. I'm telling you, in my own life, there are certain events in my life that I see that had to be the Yad Hashem, and at the time I didn't necessarily recognize it. I'll share with you one of them. When I was my first year at Eretz Yisrael, I was learning okay, I was doing nicely, but then came something called the Gulf War. I don't know if you know about the Gulf War, January 15th, we got this September. January 15th was the day, if somebody didn't do something in Kuwait, then Iraq had taken over Kuwait. Iraq took over Kuwait. So America gave Iraq the deadline of January 15th. If they didn't pull out of Kuwait, they were going to attack. And Iraq said, if you attack us, we're attacking Israel. That makes sense. You know, that's like the bully in the street. Reuven says, I'm going to attack Shimon. And Shimon says, if you hit me, I'm going to hit Levi. Like, what? What's Shaykhus? Ella, and then people are on the phone to Israel because of that, because they're threatening. Taka, January 15th, we're sitting there waiting. January 16th, America attacks. January 17th, Iraq attacks Eretz Israel with Scud missiles. So, like, you can look at this event. It's a random event in history. I know as a proof. So what happened? When I was in yeshiva, you can't go anywhere. You don't have to go out to town. You can't go to restaurants. You can't go here. You can't go there. So what did everyone do for those next 2 months?
Pounded.
There was nothing else to do. You sat and learned. My life is a different life because of those 2 months. Because of those 2 months, and by the time I came, you know, you have to make a decision. A, you're going to stay in Eretz, or you're going to go to America. Right? At the time, I didn't recognize that this was the hand of Hashem, but partial to me, as I live my life and I realize where I am now because of that 2 months, I recognize I'm able to see the hand of Hashem. La'os niflaos levado. He makes wondrous events levado alone. But it's up to the human being to recognize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one pulling the strings. That's our obligation. You're going to ask, why does he do levado, new make revealed miracles? So he says here, this is just agav, an amazing thing. Why does he do that? Because when a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes revealed miracles, everybody sees it, right? So everyone's going to daven. We want the miracles, we don't want the miracles. So then the goyim are even davening, stop, 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 don't do so much for the Jews. Their tefillahs have power. So he asks, I'll do it private. Why am I going to do it private? This way, no one's davening again. Nobody knows it's happening, right? You know, when Paro saw what was going on, he's like, whoa, stop, stop, stop. He even identifies, that's by looking at me. But Haman never wants davens to Hashem. Haman never says, stop this. But Haman is the one, he thinks that he's the one pulling the strings the whole time. I gotcha. Those in the flow is levado. HaKadosh Baruch was the one pulling the strings the entire time. Nobody saw it. Right? Could you imagine the Jews at the time? You have to live through the life. I always say you have to be a visual learner. Live through the Jews at the time of Shushan. That's right. You're sitting there in Shushan. There's a decree out. Kill all the Jews. Oh my gosh, why is this happening? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got it. You have to be able to identify it. So Pasuk, Hashem says, that's one of the big tragedies in this world. One of the big tragedies that we have is V'ra'isi es'achore, at the end we're going to see it, Upane lo yiro, but in the beginning you won't. But it's our job at the end, at the end of each chapter of our lives, at the end of our own lives, to look back in the time and see, you have to see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show and everything. When we read the Megillah this year, we let it ravel out and go from start to finish. We should be able to see the hand of Hashem and not as we go backwards. Zayge Zutn Stark, everybody have an amazing, wonderful Shabbos.
Shayach. Shayach.
That's next week's version of that puzzle.